Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
And today we are recording on July 1st, 2025. This is a significant day for the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. You want to tell them why, Ms. Parker?
Sure.
I'm waiting on you.
It's our 3-year, 36-month anniversary.
Podcast. Podiversary.
It's a podiversary.
It's a podiversary.
You know, nobody's tuning in to hear. Nobody's tuning in to hear that. What you got up your sleeve for 36 months?
Well, as always, thank y'all for tuning in on this lovely Watch for the Hook Wednesdays. Michael Weir.
Tatiana.
And you can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. Hey, man, come by and buy shit.
That was aggressive.
You need to be aggressive sometimes. Ooh. Sometimes marketing campaigns got to be a little aggressive.
That sound like infomercial.
Hey, you know.
Midnight and get over there.
Yeah, you know, like they said, just do it. Come support me. Come do it.
I was about to say another one, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to leave that alone.
All right. So, Ms. Parker, I think this will be episode 160 when it comes out.
Wow. That's crazy.
And it's 160 straight weeks of podcasting.
No breaks.
Oh, damn.
Yep. It's like holding your breath underwater.
And I'm going to tell you, me and Ms. Parker are tired.
Yeah, both.
It's not just being podcasters that has us tired. It's being business owners.
Yeah, yeah.
It's being husband and wife.
Yeah. We tired of being husband and wife.
No. I'm just naming up all the things.
You might have a point there.
I'm just naming up all the things, dude. Mother and father, sister and brother.
I'm tired of being a sister.
You know, on breakfast. Yeah. Friends are all to even less. But sometimes you just be tired.
I wasn't ready for that one. Friends are all to even less. That's true, yeah.
And, you know, but we really want to thank y'all, because we know that almost 36 months into this,
yeah,
we have over 19,000 downloads.
Yes.
That number has shifted a little bit because, you know, some of the people changed their numbers and how they count downloads and all that. But regardless to the fact, we appreciate every download.
Absolutely.
We appreciate everybody that listens, whether you listen for 1 minute.
Or 20 minutes.
Exactly. We appreciate you taking that time.
Yeah.
And for the past 36 months.
36.
3 years. Off
a whim. That's right.
I'm telling you, this podcast, we talked about it. It was off a whim. It
is.
Yeah, we leap with no plan.
I was pissed. I'm upset.
Half the time we was recording on the back porch.
Yeah.
Now we in one of the rooms of the house.
Because it got hot.
Yeah, it got hot. And yeah.
Or it was raining.
That too. You know, Mother Nature don't give a damn if you're trying to record a podcast or not. And, you know, we've dealt with it. You know, people's first thing they say when they make a podcast, I want to make some money.
Yeah, that's like, so let me give you this perspective. So if you were to ask me 3 years in, I got to get close to the mic on this one. If you were to ask me 3 years in, by the time you reach 36 months, what do you think The number one reason for people podcasting would be, if you would ask me that, I don't know that I would have said monetization.
So 36 months ago, what would have been your answer?
You know, 36 months ago, I probably would have said, I would have naively now said, they got something they want to share. They got a story to tell, or they want to help somebody out. They want to provide a service. They want to provide some assistance for free. 36 months later, no, they want to monetize.
Ding, 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 ding,
they
ding,
want to monetize. Ding. You ask what it is. Well, I want a podcast, but I want to monetize. It ain't I want a podcast. I want to perfect my craft. It's not I want to hone in on these skills. It's not I want to get this type of audience. It's not anything like that. It's like, well, I got something I want to say, but I want to monetize.
Everybody's in the business of making money.
Everybody wants to monetize it. What are you monetizing? Why do you think what you're doing is worthy to be monetized?
Yeah. When you see stuff that is monetized.
Right, right.
Across multiple spectrums, you know that what we do ain't sexy.
It's not.
What we talk about ain't flash.
It's not.
What we talk about is hard to do.
It is. You know, it's even harder to speak on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it shows your imperfections, your flaws, your failures, your what you don't consider a success. You know, it shows all of that. It's a level of transparency there. It's the curtains not pulled back, but non-existent.
Oh, the curtain wall is taken down.
Hell, the window ain't got no glass pane in it no more. You put your hand straight out. That's what I'm like.
For those watching the video, we both did the same motion.
Yeah, you just put your hand straight outside. Like, you're not protected from the elements.
No.
Which means you're not protected from public opinion, from copycatters. Like, you're not protected.
And are we the first to say we're doing a business podcast?
No.
No.
Won't be the last. No.
Nah.
We won't be. How? Never. Ever. Yeah. No.
You know, even when we talked about a couple of episodes ago about, you know, what is branding. You know, this podcast, we ended up developing because we were talking to somebody else. But then my wife will tell you, I was already doing videos. And
yeah,
stuff.
You were. Video blogging, I would say.
TED Talk.
Yes. Yeah, video things. Blogging, video blogging,
pop culture,
video blogging
stuff. But I decided to forego that to do what I wanted, the most valuable thing to do, which is be with my wife discussing business and discussing how we can help save maybe one business, one person, or help a business, help one person avoid or even excel. It's something maybe we did.
Yeah, I would say that. I wouldn't go so far as to say save, but avoid or excel as something we hit and was unable to avoid, or we were not able to excel in. I would absolutely say that.
Because a lot of times people just think, oh man, you know, you gotta go through all this rough stuff to
get it out
stuff.
The mud.
Yeah,
get
damn.
It out the mud. I'm sick of the mud.
Damn the mud, man.
Mud dirty my shoes.
Why don't y'all want to stand on some concrete for a change? Stand on some solid terra firma, you know? Something with some great foundation
yeah,
to build
I agree.
Upon.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
And, you know, that's what you think sometimes podcasting can do, is give somebody a platform or a foundation to stand on and then build upon. And I think that we've done that with ours. You know, is it monetizing? No.
Right.
Is it helping? Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
With the audience that we tap into, we tap into people who have a certain mindset, who want to strive for better,
mm-hmm.
who want to jump out on the, as they say, just jump out there, try some.
Yeah.
And then we also want to talk to the people who developed a business plan.
Right.
Who developed a business strategy.
Right.
Who have business savvy that maybe standing there looking like, okay, what's my next move?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need somebody to encourage you to give you that next step.
Yeah, that's true.
What he'll point you in the right direction. You know, even with Ms. Parker, Ms. Parker has always talked about, you know, this has been my therapy.
It has been. It's been quite therapeutic for me.
But even in your therapy, you're helping.
I am. And I'm glad I am, because I'm showing those war wounds. I'm telling those stories.
And all the horror stories.
No, not all of them.
No, I mean, we've met some great people in podcasting.
Absolutely.
You know, I mean, we've come across a number of individuals and organizations that we wouldn't have met
mm-hmm.
if it wasn't a podcast.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And a lot of people may not understand or think like this. Podcasting in this time and era will be the next storytellers. Because in the world of banning books and shutting down libraries and not giving people access to literature.
And straight up digital. Straight up digital.
Yeah, you know. Podcasting is digital. It's truth seekers, truth tellers, storytellers, fictional, non-fictional stories, sci-fi, business, education. It's all that.
Yes.
And podcasting will be able to go further than the average book can.
Yes.
Because there are more people right now. It's crazy. And this is what it's going to sound silly. More people have access to digital than actual tangible literature.
Right. That does sound bad.
Doesn't it?
That sounds really bad.
And the crazy thing is, like, you can go in some of these libraries. Oh, my God, they're state of the art. And there's never anybody in there.
Nope.
There's never anybody in there.
They even have, like, now those quiet study rooms that I was only used to seeing when I was at, you know, the university. And now,
college, yes.
Yeah, they have that. They have those same things at the public library. Like, wow, really? That's crazy.
And then there's nobody in them.
Ain't nobody in there renting it out. Yeah. Getting that big old key with the wooden block on it. Don't you lose that librarian key.
And so, like I say, these are just aspects we're talking about in the last 36 months. That we've discussed. I mean, even like Ms. Parker said, you know, her idea of what she thought podcasting was for,
right,
36 months ago is now different. Even for me, when I started, I've been on YouTube 5 years now.
Yeah.
I never thought about nobody saying, oh man, you got 1 million views. No. I mean, I just never thought of it like that. I just thought it was like, man, you know, I got something to say and I feel like saying it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you go from there.
They come in now with the intent of
yes.
having a certain number within their audience, because they're already in their mind planning and strategizing. Like, I don't think they plan and strategize on how to get to the point of monetization. I think they just plan and strategize on, like, when I reach monetization, I will.
He was watching this show. I'm not going to call the show out because everybody paying us for this shit. He was watching a cooking show.
My show.
And one of them ladies on there said, you know, I want to win this competition so I can set up me a podcast so I can start podcasting. And the first thing, man, my wife said was, who going to know you podcast? That's a legit thing, because.
What are you going to podcast about?
Even if you're cooking.
Yeah.
Who knows you?
Yeah.
Where are you going to be at? These are things that come into play, because when you are now into the world of social media and social media advertising, that costs money.
It does.
You think, oh, I got 1,700 followers on so-and-so, and then I got 2,000 over here, and I got 3,000 over there, and I got 500 over here. Let's check this out. These are what the numbers will tell you. You will get less than 10%
right.
of who actually pays attention to
yeah,
you.
Consistently.
Consistently. Like, and shout out to those 10%ers.
Right.
I need to make a shirt that says the less than 10. Because Ms. Parker don't see the numbers like I do, because I'm the one doing the most of the social media stuff. And she take care of all the financial stuff. Miss Parker tell me what we can and can't do.
Can't do that
and
today.
And she be like, hell no, set your ass down.
Can't do that today. Not doing that today.
And, you know, I can go on some of these social media platforms. And you be, and I can look and I'm like, damn, I got 12. I got 12, 14, 26. You're like, But that's, we talked about this in the videos.
Yes, we have. I immediately went to
one
of the ones we were talking about, like the big influences.
Big influences. Don't let the crickets bother you.
Yeah.
Algorithms are the numbers a lot. Those are 4 or 5 episodes.
Yeah.
Go back and find those. This is the stuff that will give you podcast drain.
Show you.
Because you're like, man, ain't nobody listening to me.
Right.
Ain't nobody watching us.
Right.
But what we say, check your ego at the door. Because.
That's fair.
If you think you build it, they will come.
I was sure about to say that. You took the words out of my mouth.
Ms. Parker, what do you do? What happened when they build it?
Huh?
What happened when they build it?
What you mean?
I mean, let's just say you ain't no big company.
Yeah.
If you built something and you just a small person.
Oh, God.
You build it. What happens?
Shit is empty.
They don't come all
they
the time.
They don't come.
They don't come.
Not all the time.
Yeah, not all the time.
No.
They may show up and sneak a peek.
Yeah.
See you, what's going on up in here.
You build this big old fancy something and it's got space where you can seat or feel X amount, but then one or two little things pop in their head around the corner like an entity in the ghost show.
They gone. They peeked around the corner.
Yeah.
Who's that peeping in my window?
Yeah. May or may not return. May or may not stay long.
Yeah. I mean, even in podcasting, they say present yourself as the expert sometimes and, you know, have a guest and guest on shows. And me and Ms. Parker have talked about this stuff. In the when you have something that happened to us, like our Instagram page getting hacked, and they took that page and that page was stolen from us.
Mm-hmm.
And we lost those videos and interviews with certain people. It's a hook. It's a two-piece and a biscuit.
That hurts really bad.
And
that's personal. That's real personal.
Yeah. That's that light in the bottle I always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Can't get that back.
Nope.
Even if we re-interviewed those people.
Yeah.
Still not going to hit like that first one.
No.
Because that first one is like, man.
It's authentic. It's organic. It's raw. It's real.
Uncut.
Unfiltered.
We don't send people questions.
No, we don't. And we've had people to be like, hey, can you make sure you send me the questions? No, we don't do questions.
No,
we just start with general conversation and we flow from there.
Yeah. What you give is what you get from
us. Yeah, because I'm not going to force you in a box to answer these questions. We're going to talk like briefly, generically, and then what picks up steam and all parties gravitate to, that's where we're going to go because that's where that energy is, is leading.
Yeah. I'm going to do something here live on air. Parker going to guarantee hookup sessions back late 2025. Y'all heard it here first?
Do you hear these crickets?
That's because you over here looking at me like, oh. I know the hell you didn't.
I know he didn't. Ooh-wee.
Yeah, we bringing hookup sessions back late 2025.
We gonna go to podcasting bi-weekly then?
Shit, no.
Okay, he got a lot of time.
Okay. He got a lot of time. But
he got a lot of time.
But remember one thing we have discussed over this 36 months, batch recording.
You're right.
See, I got a plan. Just got to have my ride ready. She got load up. She got load up.
So you're talking about Q4 because we are technically in Q3 now. Q3 started today.
I said late.
Yeah. That could mean December.
That's a decent. I say it late.
That could mean December.
Hey, I say it late. Now let's say it was late.
Up for interpretation.
I said late.
You know what?
2025.
I don't have time.
Even like that, like Ms. Parker, we have been real transparent about our real estate journey and things like that. And, you know, it's taking a lot of time. Jeez.
It's taken. It's been exhausting. It has been an exhaustive process. It has taken quite a bit of time away from us, from all pieces, All aspects of everything.
Yes, mentally, physically, financially, all those things. I mean, these things, it's worked on.
Yeah, it's definitely touched it. It's been an exhaustive process.
But one thing she knew when she signed up for the process was it has something in the end that she knows is worth
it. It does. We just gotta
see it through.
Gotta cross that threshold.
Just got to see it through.
Cross that threshold.
And we will.
We will.
We will. There's no other choice.
They sure right about this.
So for those,
buckle up.
Buttercup.
Had another B word. Mm-mm. I was going to use.
But Ms. Parker's right. You know, it's when you have something, and I want people to understand, when you get into the type of business like we're in, and some people might just say, man, y'all just doing real estate. It's easy. If you really, really doing it, then you know it's not easy.
It's not. It's not like getting up, logging into your remote job. It's not like that at all.
I've listened to some of my folks that's doing real estate, and they'll be like, man, and I realized I had to buy a refrigerator today.
Okay, well, I'm ready for that free.
Not for their house.
Right.
For their property.
For the other house.
Yeah, for the other real estate.
You can't have your tenants in there with no lukewarm food. It's too hot for them.
Conditioner done blew out. Mm-hmm. I had to buy a new HVAC unit. But that's what we and them signed up for.
That's what you signed up for, yeah.
And they understand, just like this podcasting. We knew we signed up for something that you just could not start. And in 2 years or 3 years or 5 months, oh man, I'm too tired for this.
Or I haven't reached the point of monetization at all, and I'm done. Like, you can't do that. You literally, well, I guess you can if you want to. I mean,
you can tap out whenever. But
yeah,
then,
you are absolutely allowed to tap out whenever you want.
But Ms. Parker has great integrity. She's not a quitter.
No matter how exhausting a process is. Yeah,
she's not somebody that's going to easily throw in the towel.
Nope.
Because this is her therapy. Mm-hmm. Now, I did have to drag on here sometimes. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I got to be on camera. I'm like, oh, I need the video clips. Yeah. And, let's go.
Yep,
you right. Then sometimes I'd be like, thank you, give me anything.
Put on the whole show.
She'd be like, you need 20 minutes.
You better come on. You better deep.
20 minutes or less. You got to find
something. Deep.
And I mean, sometimes you'll be like, fuck, today?
Right. Agreed. Absolutely agreed.
It's today?
Yeah.
And we look at each other. We'd be like, all right, what are we going to talk about?
You better find something.
Let's get some of this business education going, Mr. Parker. And I'd be like, yes, ma'am, I'm going to find some.
Yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree.
And for now, 160 episodes, we have found something.
Now that we... No, it's okay.
Down
love. I know, right? Like, those songs so predate me. But I still know them. I mean, yeah, it was a good song. It's a good song. Yeah.
See, that's when you know you make good music. When it go 20, 30 years.
You're right. It so predates me.
And that song, it just bumps out what I... Sick it.
Medley. Yeah. You know what? I think that's not for you. Come on. We got to get up out of here.
But hey, Ms. Parker, I appreciate you.
Anytime.
To our valuable listeners.
Yes.
Our valuable customers.
Value add only.
We really appreciate y'all for rocking with us 5 years on the apparel side. Mm-hmm. Now you have hit 3 years on the podcasting side.
Mm-hmm.
I want to toast.
So, let me get my cup.
The Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast.
Women strong.
Clink, clink. 3 years down.
That's right.
Lifetime to go. We'll catch y'all next time.